Welcome back to EAA Radio. You're listening to Push to Talk with Magneto Mel. I'm sitting here with Grant Anderson and Lutz Pritchoff, and we're talking about all kinds of similarities and differences and fun economic statuses in Europe and the U.S. and user fees.
And it's so exciting.
We broke on a little bit of a sad note there, talking about the state of general aviation and experimental aircraft specifically over in Europe. And you were starting to say during our break, Kelly.
No, I know that there's a large campaign that's being put together with general aviation in this country to prepare for this user fee battle that's going to hopefully not come up, but it looks as though that it will next year. So I know that there's a large campaign to get people together, educate people, get people more interested in flying, and to prepare for this budget that might come out next year from the administration asking for user fees, or proposing user fees, I should say. So it is something that could possibly be on the radar for next year that we are could be looking at.
That's pretty difficult. I'm not sure that you can actually ever get a stake into the heart of the matter overall, so you have to keep on top. So that's a wise move. There is, again, in this country, simply because, as Lutz was saying, that the general aviation is from a percentage standpoint, is so small throughout Europe. Here, it's a much larger percentage. And I can say from an air traffic standpoint, it's always the carriers want to be number one. They consider it to be their airspace, their airport, and sort of ignore everything else. And this first come, first serve concept is something that's not particularly popular.
Well, we don't have user fees imposed on that here either. Commercial aircraft, and I know you guys can't, obviously you don't speak for the administration in any way, shape, or form, but do you suppose that they have taken a look at doing something that's a little more akin to what they've got in Europe, where the people
well,
that can afford it, that use it?
What it seems like, and Grant, you can tell me if I'm a little off track on this one, but it seems like that the administration over the past 8 years has gone more business-like.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying
catered,
deliberately.
Yeah, and it's catered more towards commercial aircraft, commercial operators. And so what's happened is they feel like that they have priority over, and that they run the system, that they are the bread and butter, and everybody else gets what the leftover scraps are.
Well, I mean, yeah, the airlines, and being the business side of things, there's been as you said, Kelly, there's been an attempt to actually give more control over to business interests, not just in aviation, but all the way around. And I guess you could say an ideological slant, which might not be there so much right now with this administration, of where there's a problem with government intervention or government running anything, that somehow in all circumstances without exception that something privately operated is going to be better. And that's one of the big fears with even nominal user fees, is setting up an example in a system to put a cost billing aspect to it that can go down that slippery slope into a fully privatized system. And the one thing that at least from my perspective in looking at it, and especially with something the size of the U.S. ATC system, you've been hearing a lot about things being too big to fail. And, of course, that whole infrastructure that we have here can't be allowed to fail when you send it over to some sort of a privatized model. Well, it can't tank, and you see bailouts. You've seen it in Canada. You've seen it in Great Britain. And that whatever efficiencies you're supposedly getting, it can't survive necessarily the ups and downs of the economic cycles.
Well, and it, when you privatize it, it's better for some interests, but it excludes other interests. So it's not, you know, because some people can afford and some people can't. Some people have access, you know, to
when
that.
You skew too far to one side, Mel. I mean, I guess the bottom line is nobody, or at least the right people, aren't making money on it.
Right.
And There is not only tradition, but I think a need just to effectively run the system of having some disinterested neutral party actually taking care of
right.
things.
Right. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think one of the problems with, you know, that privatization, and, you know, every country does it a little bit different, but when you start going right now, we're not for profit. The government runs it, but one of the, you know, we have gone to this business model in this country that, you know, you could potentially get to that for-profit stake to where this privatization or user fees, air traffic control, flying in this country all turns into a profit-making thing. So you do have the potential for that, depending on how this would be set up. So different countries do it differently. You guys have a completely different system in Europe than you do in, than they do in Canada, Australia, everybody.
Yeah, let me just clarify one thing. When you talk about privatization, there's various models of privatization. And we had a the company I work for that runs the air traffic control system in Germany, the Deutsche Flugsicherung, is not privatized.
Can you say that again three times real fast?
Oh, no. It's not run on a the shares are held by the government. It's a company, but the government holds all the shares. So really, it's not privatized in that way. It's run on a private-like basis, which means we have to make profit or loss. And the thing was, when they privatized in 1992, the rule was we're not allowed to make money and we're not allowed to lose money. So what ends up happening, in good years, we make more money than we do in bad years. The money that we make in excess of what we need to run the operations gets given back to the airlines. They get a big fat check at the end of the year, and we raise the fees accordingly for the next year. The flip side of the coin is, in a bad year like we're having now, is there's not enough money because the company has budgeted a certain amount. The airlines fly smaller airplanes, which means they get less money off the user fees.
And the surplus has been given back already?
Correct. And now we need more money. So what do? We raise the fees for next year. And the airlines are already bleeding, and now they're going, well, now we're starting to hemorrhage because we can't be paying more. And we said, well, we warned you in the good years, you want to squirrel a little bit of that money away. Unfortunately, the legal structure has been set up in such a way that we are not allowed to, as a company, say, well, in the good years, we'll put away money for the bad years so that we don't hit the airlines when things go pie-shaped, as they are going
right
now.
That's the responsibility that lays on them.
Correct. Yeah. But again, privatization, would appear that our company's policy, and I'm just going to say it would appear because I don't know what our company's policy is officially, and I don't want to represent it in any way, but it would appear that the company's policy was they wanted full privatization. And unfortunately, when they passed some legislation, which passed through the Houses of Parliament, and the president in Germany, who has the veto right for a legislation, didn't sign off on it. And a lot of people got a lot of egg on their face because of that. And so the whole privatization thing pretty much died. And one of the problems, or one of the things people never think about, is we have a policing function, and I think every air traffic control worldwide has a policing function. And the first thing that came up on the agenda was, well, what's going to happen to the military flying? Who does that? Do you really want a profit-geared organization running, for instance, military flying? They're going to say, well, if I can get a Lufthansa running through there paying money, why would I use a U.S. Air Force C-17 that's getting paying nothing? So we'll let the Lufthansa run. Why would we have restricted military areas so there's aerial combat maneuvers? We'll just cancel that and rather use the airspace for civilian. So you immediately start going down a very slippery slope. And that was one of the things that the government said, or the president said, that in German we say hoheitliche Aufgaben. We have sovereignty issues in airspace. And to maintain sovereignty, the only entity that can maintain sovereignty is the government. You cannot be privatizing sovereignty because where would it end? You know, you're basically selling it off. And so fortunately, the whole privatization thing for the time being has been shelved. I don't think intrinsically there's anything wrong with the profit or loss system the way it's set up. Ideally, if you could say in the lean years, we'll save money and not hit the airlines the way we're doing it now. But
what's the chances of that happening?
Yes.
I mean, when was the last time that we've had more than maybe one or two airlines in this country make a profit?
Okay, you know, I think it's we have airlines. Our airlines make profit. If I read things correctly, more profit than most of the American airlines. They
right.
seem to be
yes.
run more efficiently. It's not that we're a better class of people or have a better class of airplane. I mean, Lufthansa has been operating.
Better.
It's just, and they use and they do
well,
it with
it's,
user
it's
fees.
Smaller and you know that's. Yeah,
well, not really. If you compare Europe, I mean, if you look at the whole of Europe, if you look at the U.S. as a system, and then you look at the whole of Europe as a system, and I'm including countries right up to Ukraine and maybe right down to Romania, I think we have a lot of flying going on, probably not as much as here. In fact, certainly not for general aviation, but airline flying, there's a lot of airline flying going on. And they're all paying user fees, and the airlines are still making money, and they're still flying. So you can't say it doesn't work. The cost gets passed on to the consumer, and flying is more expensive. But certainly there's a case to be made for that if the money gets used correctly and the money gets put back into the system. And one of the things that our company said when they privatized was, for instance, when we built our new air traffic control center, the one that I work at, it used to be that to get budget authorized, it would take 20 years. Now, I mean, if you order an ATC system and 20 years later gets installed, well, you can see where that's going to lead you. Once we'd privatized, we were up and running within a year. Somebody went out there, they got a bunch of controllers and said, fly wherever you want to fly to, look at the systems and tell us what you want. And 2 years later, they said, right, we're buying this system, and they bought it, and it was up and running. Well, it wasn't up and running straight away, but it was a whole lot faster than it was under the government.
There's a lot less paperwork and a lot less, yeah.
So ideally, again, in the ideal situation, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but you have to have certain provisos, and unfortunately, as Grant said quite correctly, the systems that they've got at the moment are all imperfect, and it ranges from catastrophe, which is Great Britain, for instance, to mediocre, which is Germany. You need to rethink the way you run the system.
Which sounds like the best of the scale right there.
Well,
at this point,
I don't think it's the best. It's certainly not the best for general aviation, but for the airlines, it seems to be fine. I can just look at the airlines flying in Germany, and they seem to be doing okay. So people are looking at globalization, not just for air traffic control, but for the economy as a whole, and saying, well, is this what we really want? Do we want to be dependent on other people making decisions that really affect not just our economy, but affect the way we live and do the way we do business?